Hi, I'm Doug Trabu. It's time for Mornings in Michigan, our series about morning rituals from across our state. In the sport of crew, morning is the best time of day.
Very calm. You get your workout in, the sun's starting to rise, the day's new. It's wonderful.
That's Mark Maluski. He's the head coach of the boys and girls rowing teams at Crestwood High School in Dearborn Heights. This morning, we're in Wyandotte at the Wyandotte Boat Club on the bank of the Detroit River. It's just before sunrise on what will turn into a beautiful early May Saturday. Maluski says skimming along in the river, the world on land can feel very far off, but sometimes it still finds its way to the boat.
If somebody in one of the houses is cooking bacon, you can smell it for a mile down the river. I never thought that smell would carry so far, but you're in the morning, you're out there by yourself, you can smell it.
Maluski grew up in Wyandotte and started rowing in high school in the 90s. Today, he's a teacher at Crestwood, and he founded the rowing program there 14 years ago. Crestwood is one of several schools that call the Wyandotte Boat Club home. The club was founded in 1875. Don Ukrainik is the president.
This is the lower part of the Detroit River, which really forms the delta into Lake Erie. Where we're standing right now used to be a chemical factory, you know, this whole stretch. And we've turned what was a loss of jobs, but a really ugly polluting thing into a really beautiful attraction along the river.
The boat club is hosting its 47th annual Y High Regatta with 12 schools competing. Crestwood has 31 rowers this year. Crew isn't a sport known for its diversity, but Crestwood's athletes come from all different backgrounds. That's what appealed to Hadil El-Jamali. She's 17 years old, Arab American, and rows wearing a hijab.
It's just different people coming together for the same like cause, same purpose. If you were to do track or everything, yeah, you have a team, but it's kind of, like the races are all kind of just one individually. This team, everybody has to work together to win together.
This is the final call for heat number 3, the men's senior 4.
Rowers hoist their boats over their heads and carry them upside down out of the boathouse. Boats can hold 1, 2, 4, or 8 rowers. The biggest shells are longer than a trailer on an 18-wheeler and can cost about $40,000. So with dozens of boats coming and going, navigation is almost as important on land as it is on the water. Coxswains are in charge of directing rowers as they get the boats in and out of the water. During a race, a coxswain sits in the bow or the stern, controls the rudder, and barks orders to keep the rowers on line and pace. The rowers' seats slide back and forth, and Maluski says a 1,500-meter race takes serious leg power.
Imagine doing squats with 60 pounds, 36 times a minute for 7 straight minutes. That's the equivalent of doing a race.
Patricia Helton's son, Mark, is in the 11th grade. In less than 3 years, he's lost 75 pounds.
Just a few weeks ago for practice, they ran 8 miles. Did I ever think my son would run 8 miles? No, I never thought any of these kids would run 8 miles.
Baha Mohammed is a junior at Crestwood. He says rowing's made him stronger in more ways than one.
It helped me build my character mentally also with everything that I did in life, like studying and family and relationships. It helped me so much, just giving me that mentality and state of mind of focus. It's amazing.
Near the finish line, people are sitting in folding chairs, cheering on the rowers. Whether it's the fans or the camaraderie or the excitement of a close race, Hadil El-Jamali and every other rower I talk to tell me teenagers who normally want to sleep in have a little more pep for early morning regattas.
I wake up earlier to come here than for school. Yeah, it's a struggle getting up for here, but I'd wake up for a race any day, like before waking up for school. I cannot wake up for school for the life of me.
By late morning, some strong winds kicked up in Wyandotte, and the Y High Regatta was called off before it was over. Crestwood Rowing just finished its season over the weekend at the Canadian Scholastic Schools Rowing Association Championship in St. Catharines, Ontario.